AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities are still searching for the shooter who killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Surveillance video shows a person wearing black climbing down from the roof of a building. Investigators have some clues, including a palm print, a shoe impression, and a high-powered hunting rifle found in a wooded area along the path the shooter fled. And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports South Korean workers released after days of detention in Georgia return home.
A plane carrying more than 300 South Korean workers released after days of detention in Georgia has landed in South Korea. TV footage showed the charter plane landing at Incheon International Airport on Friday and workers filing through arrivals. They're among about 475 people detained during the September 4 immigration raid at a battery factory under construction on the campus of Hyundai's sprawling auto plant west of Savannah. South Korea later said it had reached an agreement with the US for the Korean workers' release. Their return provides relief to their families and colleagues, some of whom came to the airport to meet them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And a lockdown at the U.S. Naval Academy in Maryland was lifted earlier today following threats that were reported yesterday. Officials said one person was injured and airlifted to a hospital where they remain in stable condition. Additional details about the threat and how the person was injured were not immediately available. And a federal appeals court is letting the Trump administration block Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood. Legal challenges are continuing. And in Brazil, a panel of Supreme Court justices have sentenced former President Jair Bolsonaro to 27 years and 3 months in prison. He was convicted of attempting a coup to remain in office despite his 2022 electoral defeat. He's always denied any wrongdoing and can try to appeal the ruling. He's currently under house arrest in Brasilia. This is AP News. The president received cheers and boos while marking 9/11 by attending a baseball game in New York.
President Donald Trump attended the New York Yankees' victory over the Detroit Tigers in the Bronx, drawing mixed reactions from the crowd. The visit marks the 24th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Trump, who was born in Queens, greeted players before the game and predicted a Yankees win.
I will say you're going to win.
Recalling past games with late owner George Steinbrenner.
We won every time I came. Every time we came, we'd win a game, and he'd call me. He was out. You think that was easy sitting with him for a game? It wasn't. It was brutal.
New York slugger Aaron Judge homered twice in the game, including his 361st homer to tie Joe DiMaggio for fourth place on the team's all-time home runs list after recently passing Yogi Berra.
Two legends, greats in the game, great all-time Yankees.
I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.